From the CMA Music Festival in Nashville, here's country singer Todd Fritch. And Todd, I'm going to let you, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved to be here at CMA this year.
Well, I'm from a little town called Fayetteville, Texas, which is between Houston and Austin. You know, I started singing when I was about 14 or 15. I'm 24 now. And, you know, got real serious with the last year and a half that I really wanted to make this a career choice. I've honky-tonked around Texas and played all the little dance halls and stuff and enjoyed all that. But, you know, it got a lot more serious here. We put an album out. We're independent right now, not, you know, with any major. We've talked some guys, but we're out there working the radio end and got involved in the CMA Fest this year. Like I said, this is my first year, and we're doing the Big River stage. We were at the Ryman the other night, and it just amazed me. We've made a year, you know, a difference a year makes, you know, like everybody says, and it definitely has for us.
One of the reasons I was interested in doing the interview is because you do have a direct connection to agriculture, and wondered if you could, first of all, just tell us about the type of farming operation that you're involved in.
We're mainly into cattle ranching. We buy cattle over south central Texas within about a 100-mile radius where we live. There's you know, there's so many cattle turned out right in that part of the country, and we buy cattle and precondition them. And ship them to feed yards and retain ownership of them, as well as order buying for a lot of the people in the panhandle. And, you know, I think last year we turned between 30 or 40,000 heads. So it's a busy, busy operation. It's a first-generation ranch my dad started. And I admire him so much. He's one of the hardest-working guys that I've ever known. And, you know, he's instilled that in me and my two brothers. And it's a 7 days a week deal where, you know, it don't matter if the sun goes down, you ain't done yet. So I enjoy that, and we do, you know, we used to plant a lot of oats and stuff like that for grazing, but now we do our own hay bale and everything and plant a lot of sorghum and cut a lot of coastal and stuff. So when I'm not on the road singing, I'm at home being the little brother who gets told what to do.
Well, I can understand that, and I'm sure that the family appreciates it. I think it is interesting to see this year we have New Holland Tractor Company being one of the sponsors, so there's an ag connection here. And with country music and people involved in farming, it seems like a natural connection to me. Don't know why it hasn't been done before, frankly, but how do you feel about having agriculture get attention?
I think some people take agriculture for granted, you know, being that I've made my living off my whole life, my family has. You know, it's really tough. Some people don't realize what it takes to produce that hamburger patty that you're eating or grow anything that you need. Sometimes people overlook that and want it cheaper and cheaper and beat us down on prices. When we're out there working, you know, every holiday of the year, whether it's, you know, Christmas or something, I've never taken a holiday off in my life. I, you know, work in the morning and go eat dinner with the family or do something like that. But I'm really glad that you know, we're trying to make this thing work and get agriculture involved and inform people more of what goes on in the world and let them in on how much hard work is happening there, and don't go spend $200 on a pair of shoes. You know, what you're eating is more important than what you're doing, and we're trying to, you know, make this the world's, you know, it is the world's safest foods, you know, food supply around. We have everything taken care of.
Well, you sound like a great advocate for the agricultural industry, as well as certainly up and coming with your career in music. And let's turn to that before we get done here. And tell me a little bit about the kind of music that you perform and play.
You know, I'm a big traditional country fan, and I have been for a long time. And it's the kind of music that I do. Most guys, you know, I'm 24, and they can't believe I'm that into the older artists. I own. You know, albums from Hank Sr. and Ernest Tubb and Webb Pierce and those guys. But being from Texas, I'm a big George Strait fan. You know, I was a Garth Brooks fan. And that's kind of influences what I do. But, you know, I'm one of the guys out there. We were just talking to a fellow a while ago. It's some of these country shows have gotten to be a rock concert. And that's not what I do. I'm in it for doing some pure country stuff, you know, country-type music. And it don't mean you got to wear a cowboy hat and get on stage. But be up there doing that. And that's what I'm looking forward to bringing back. We've been getting great response. People after shows come up to us and say, hey, you know, y'all guys are doing country music. And I said, well, I appreciate that so much, because I think now some of the guys get caught up in it and think they got to change their outfit and change their songs just because they need to get on the bandwagon. And that's not what I'm going to do.
Well, good to hear it, and we certainly wish you all the luck with your career. As you look down the road, regardless of what happens on the stage, would I be safe to assume that you'll still maintain that connection with your farming roots?
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm not leaving. I know I just signed with a new booking agent. He said, you know, the thing I want to do is I want to get you enough shows you get off that ranch. I said, you just said the wrong thing, buddy. I said, I'll set it up to where I can still go home and make that happen. I'm still very active in buying cattle. And when I'm home, I'm taking care of my own cattle and doing that. And it's the perfect balance. I love it so much, and that's made me who I am. And if I forget that, I think I'm going to be in trouble.
Well, last thing I'll ask you, if somebody's interested in your music, would like to find it, can you tell them where they might go to, if they'd like to get an album from you?
We have national distribution right now. You can check your local Walmarts, your Todd record stores. You can go to my website. It's toddfritch.com. That's toddfritsch. And on the internet, CD Baby, I guess Amazon, eBay, they've all got them on there. So just check it out, and you'll be able to find us.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. That's Todd Fritch, who is performing here at the CMA Music Fest, talking about his roots in agriculture. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.